This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne. You been traveling again?
I have been traveling, actually. I was back at a place where we were a while ago. I was visiting WEMU in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Wonderful people there, and I just want to have a shout-out to Art Timko, the general manager who's been with the show since the beginning, who will be retiring soon, and they had a little party for him, so it was great. So I thought I'd mention his name on the air. Okay, but he didn't. Everyone kept asking me, so do you know the answer this week? Do you know the answer to the challenge? I said, no. I don't. So it was a tough one. Remind us.
Yes, I said, name the setting for an old TV show, as well as a series of popular movies. Two words, five letters in each word. The last three letters of the last word, plus the first three letters of the first word, in that order, together, name a country. What country is it?
Well, what country is it?
It's Norway, which is part of Wayne Manor from Batman.
Absolutely. Great. We received nearly 1,000 entries. Out of those, our randomly chosen winner is Julia Williams of Poland, Indiana. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. Where's Poland, Indiana?
We're about 55 miles from Indianapolis, south and west.
Okay. What do you do there?
Well, actually, I live in Poland, and then I commute every day up to Terre Haute, Indiana, where I work at Rose Holman Institute of Technology. It's a four-year private engineering, math, and science college.
Cool. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Will, meet Julia. Let's play.
All right, Julia, every answer today is a six-letter word or phrase that contains the consecutive letters SB, as in sleigh bells. For example, if I said Comic Bill and Others, you would say Cosby's. So every answer is six letters, and SB will be consecutive in the answer. Here's number one, the capital of Portugal.
Lisbon.
That's right. Number two, White Christmas singer.
Crosby.
Crosby is right. Old walled section of Algiers.
Is it the... And the sentence, come with me to the...
Casbah.
Casbah is right. I was thinking Rock the Casbah from a different era.
Exactly.
Yeah, Flash would work with me too, though.
Try this one. Great character of literature.
Great character of literature.
Right.
And with great in quotes, as in the great...
Gatsby.
Got it.
Gatsby, is it? Good. All right, fill in the blank. Blank Park, New Jersey.
Asbury Park.
That's right. How about one who talks and talks and talks? Bag is right. Yeah, what kind of bag?
Gas bag
is it. Good. A clearer of dishes at a restaurant.
Busboy.
That's it. Lover of Pyramus in myth.
Thisbe.
That's correct. Island where the poet Sappho was born.
Lesbos.
Uh-huh. Here's a tough one. In Spider-Man, Peter Parker's closest friend, Harry Blank. I give you a hint. It starts with O.
Oh, I can see the actor in the movie now.
Do you know Leanne?
I do not.
Yeah, that's Osborn. Harry Osborn.
Osborn, okay.
Harry Osborn.
All right, try this. To elapse. And it's a two-word phrase. To elapse. It's also
pass
a phrase.
By. No.
Pass by.
Pass
good.
By.
Pass
yeah,
by.
Okay.
Good. Composer of the Brandenburg Concertos.
Bach.
Oh, you needed no further hint on that. Here's your last one. Toy company that makes G.I. Joe and Lincoln Logs.
Hasbro.
Oh, good job.
You are really good, Julia. Nice work.
I'm glad to know that my entry was not a fluke.
Not a fluke. Not at all. You were right there. Well, you know, you get a few things for playing our puzzle today, and to tell you what you'll get is a music producer and singer who's just been nominated for 7 Grammy Awards. His debut solo album is Doo-Wops and Hooligans, and he actually was on yesterday's show with Scott Simon. Here Bruno Mars. Oh, her eyes
make the stars look like they're not shining. For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shortz presents Ken Ken, volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. When I see your face, there's not a thing that I would change, 'cause you're amazing, just the way you are.
And you can hear more from Mr. Bruno Mars at our website. What do you think, Julia?
That's terrific.
Isn't it neat? Yeah.
Great.
Before you go, however, tell us what member station you listen to.
WFIU, Indiana University Public Radio.
All right, Julia Williams of Poland, Indiana. Thanks a lot for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks so much.
All right, Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Yes, it's a geometric puzzle from the great Sam Lloyd, puzzle maker from a century ago, and it's called King Ptolemy's Seal. Start by drawing a 4x4 square, divided into 16 individual boxes. Next, draw a diagonal line from the middle of each side of the square to the middle of the adjoining side, which will form a diamond. And finally, draw a long diagonal from each corner of the square to the opposite corner, forming an X. And here's the puzzle. How many triangles can you find in the resulting figure? And although there's no trick to this puzzle, Sam Lloyd said that few people will get the right answer. So again, draw a 4x4 square, divide it into 16 boxes. Draw a diagonal line from the middle of each side of the square to the middle of the adjoining side, forming a diamond. And finally, draw a long diagonal from each corner to the opposite corner, forming an X. How many triangles can you find in this figure?
Oh boy, a math problem. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.